You're listening to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. So, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Oh.
Wow, Don Gibson and Oh Lonesome Me. Hi, everybody. This is Mike, and this is the Country Jamboree, our show that we do on the Global Voice, and also, as of last week, I believe, on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts. And we would like to welcome you to the show. We hope you enjoy it. Me and my sweetie both do this show one way or another. Sometimes she does it, sometimes I do it, sometimes we do it together. This is my time around. And I'm a little different than her. I play songs that were played on country radio from the 40s to the 70s, which is what I call real classic country. This week we'll be featuring songs from the 50s, because to me that was probably one of the best decades of country music that I remember. Considering how old I am, I didn't listen to country music that much. I listen to it later, but I've learned to appreciate it. A little bit about me, and I hope you don't mind me spending a few minutes explaining this. I'm a longtime record collector. Yes, I still have vinyl, folks. It's sitting in the closet, collecting dust. Some of it ripped, some of it not. But I started interested in radio as a kid. Worked at a radio station in Los Angeles, which is no longer. Was the record librarian, and since my musical taste back then was now considered oldies, rock and roll and stuff, country was not something I really took a fancy to, although I did listen to a lot of it and learned to appreciate it more, as I think many people did later on, after you're a teenager and go through your rock and roll stage and you're finding other music is just as good as rock and roll, and that's what I did. Well, anyway, I started collecting country music from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and that's basically what we play. Sometimes I feature an artist of a collection I have of a certain artist. Sometimes I play some old country radio shows. I try not to do that as much as I used to. And that's basically who I am. And if you want to write us, cj@theglobalvoice.info will work. And probably to write WM. I got to remember this. I'm not used to another radio station. WMNB LP. I'm sure they have an email address. You can write them or look in the Facebook page. I believe that's what they have. Anyway, we'd like to thank them for letting us be a part of their station, and I hope we prove worthwhile. Now, as I said, this week I'm going to feature songs from the 50s, when I think country music really thrived. Being from L.A., we had two country TV shows, local ones. One was called Cal's Corral, which is sponsored by a car dealership person, Cal Worthington. And there was another one on, I think, Channel 11, but for the life of me, cannot remember the name of it. But a lot of the country artists would come on these live shows and do 10 or 15 minutes of song. And that was our way of hearing country music. I think we had two country radio stations that I can remember. One was K-Fox, and one was another one in, I believe, in Pomona. And I think we had another one in L.A., but I can't remember which one it was. I was too young. But, as I said, country music has changed a lot, and we like to feature the classic country, the country that really started the music industry, as well as the sound of country music. So, that's what we're here for. And I hope I explained more than enough about myself. Let's continue with the music. Now, I don't have Shanghai or anything like that. He's on when my sweetie does a part of the show. Maybe we'll be doing something together again, too. We shall see. But let's get started with a little bit more of this great stuff from the 50s. Here's Kitty Wells on the Country Jamboree.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Yonder in the state of Arkansas, where my great-grandpa met my great-grandma, they drink apple cider and they get on a jag, and they dance all night to the salty dog rag. They play an old fiddle like you never heard before. They play the only tune that they ever didn't know. It's a ragtime ditty and the rhythm don't drag. Now hear the
the way you dance to the Salted Dog Rag. 1 foot front, drag it back, then you start to ball a jack. You shake and you break and then you sag. If your partner zigs, you're supposed to zag. Your heart is light, you tap your feet in rhythm with that ragtime beat. Just pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and dance all night to the Salted Dog Rag. South is the old southern moon. The possum's up a tree and the hounds treat a coon. They'll hitch up the buggy to a broken down nag and go out dancing to the Salted Dog Rag. They tune up the fiddle and they're rosin' up the bow. They strike a C chord on the old banjo. Then holla, hang on, cause we ain't gonna drag. Now hear the way you dance to the Salted Dog Rag. 1 foot front, drag it back, then you start to ball a jack. You shake and you break and then you sag. If your partner zigs, you're supposed to sag. Your heart is light, you tap your feet in rhythm with that ragtime beat. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and dance all night to the Salted Dog Rag. You shake and you break and then you sag. If your partner zigs, you're supposed to zag. Your heart is light, you tap your feet in rhythm with that ragtime beat. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and dance all night to the Salted Dog Rag.
Just got your letter, dearest sweetheart. And darling, I miss you oh so much. Your letter has cheered me, but I'm lonesome. Lonesome just to feel your loving touch. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letter, I want to be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand or none of your sweet loving charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms. Billy Bird now. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letter, I want to be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand or none of your sweet love and charms. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms.
Ernest Tubb from 1950, and Letters Have No Arms. That was the year I was born. And I don't remember that one. I don't think I would. Excuse me, Red Foley and Salty Dog Rag and Kitty Wells. It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angel. Those last two were from 1952. This is the 50s country style, country music that was played on the radio in the 50s, when country music was really starting to strive. It's curious. Billboard started charting country music in 1944, even though it's been around for quite a while. But I think the biggest part of the country craze was more in the 50s after the war and the baby boomers and stuff, and the parents were really enjoying country music. And TV kind of had a lot to do with it in some ways, as well as radio and records, of course. Anyway, you're listening to the Country Jamboree. Mike G's doing this week's show, playing songs from the 50s. So these have many of these you don't hear on the radio anymore, and that's why we're doing this, because we can. Here's Hank Thompson and Blackboard of My Heart, which is apparently not the original version. We seem to have this problem sometimes, so we're going to skip it.
When I was young and went to school,
back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Oh, buddy, I've seen you winking your eyes at the dolly I've got with me. I'll whittle you down to a punier size if you don't let her be. She's pretty and cute as a dog can be. She's loving and cuddling, too. But her cuddlesome charms are only for me and not for the likes of you. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Oh, buddy, I've seen you making your play for the baby doll on my arm. Better back up and get out of my way. I'd hate to do you harm. I'll give you a hint that'll help you a lot. Get a doll's all your own. I'll give you most anything I've got, but leave my baby alone. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. That's why I'm a little bit jealous, too. So back away, boy, don't give her the eye. Don't make me mad at you. I never have been the troublesome kind, but it's never too late to start. And trouble is what the joker will find that flirts with my sweetheart. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine.
I met a girl in Laredo down in Mexico while I was making the rounds. Down in a dim cafe, she does a swing and sway. That's the talk of the town. I never learned her name, but she's called the Spanish Fireball. While she kept the rhythm with her hips, from her ruby lips came a love song so bright. And as she rumbled by, the fire in her eyes was like flames in the night. was then I understood why she's called the Spanish fireball. Finally asked her for a dance, and I got the chance, holding her closely to me. While we were cheek to cheek, I grew too weak to speak, and it was plain to see that I had fallen in love with this cute little Spanish fireball. She wore a ruby bracelet and a blue-white diamond upon her little brown hand. She made a perfect date, and in her Cadillac, a love began to expand. I played the part and gave my heart to the Spanish fireball. We wandered out beneath the stars while the old guitar strummed the Mexican tune. And as I stole a kiss, I knew too well that this would all end too soon. 'Cause I must go away and leave my Spanish fireball. As that old moon was sinking low, I heard the whistle blow. My train was pulling inside. And so we kissed goodbye. The tears were in her eyes as I left in the night. But someday I'll go back and claim my Spanish fireball.
Trade all of my tomorrows for just one yesterday. For what good is life without the one you love? I trade all of my tomorrows, they're worthless anyway. If my arms can't hold just an empty world is all I have before me. I'd give anything if you were with me now. I'd trade all of my tomorrows for just one yesterday. I don't want to live without you anyhow. Just an empty world is all I have before me. I'd give anything if you were with me now. All of my tomorrows for just one yesterday. I don't want to live without you anyhow.
Yeah, I realize that's not the original version. I'm very, very picky, but I didn't want to skip another one. So this will happen sometimes. I have so many of these CDs and records and stuff, and sometimes I get them from other people that want to help me out, and sometimes they give me the wrong version. And that was not for 1952, otherwise it would have been in mono, and he would have sounded younger. That's Eddie Arnold, and I Take All My Tomorrows, and hopefully I can find a better copy of that. Hank Snow, Spanish Fireball, and I think that was 56. Let me double check here. Nope, 53. I tried to look up the years beforehand. And before that, Carl Smith and Backup Buddy. And that was from 1954, and one we also didn't have the original of, Hank Thompson and Blackboard of My Heart. I'm going to try to see if I can write down what I don't have the original, see if I can find them. And then in future shows, we won't have this happen again. I'm picky, folks. That's one thing you'll learn about me. Anyway, music sounds good, though. So let's continue with Leslie Frizzell and A Long Black Veil.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The sky flows high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Thank you.
that was great. That's Merle Travis and Hank Thompson from 1955. And a very good instrumental version of Wildwood Flower. Before that, we heard the Long Black Veil by Letty Frizzell. Many people have done that. And that's from 1959. Coming up next, a little Patsy Cline on the radio.